Okay. The date is October 27, 2001. The time is about 1:35 p.m. I'm Sergeant Mike Powers, Adventure Sheriff Department. You are? I'm here today to talk to you about a shooting that occurred here a couple weeks ago. Would have occurred down there on Avenida de los Flores. And my understanding is you saw all or part of it.
Part of it.
And I'm here to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Try to get as much information as I can.
Okay.
Find out what happened. If you don't remember something, please tell me I just don't remember.
Okay.
If you didn't see something, tell me I didn't see it or I couldn't. The best, most important thing here is don't speculate.
Okay.
Just what you saw or what you heard or something like that.
Okay.
You're just going to tell me generally in your words what happened.
Okay. I was in my bedroom putting my shoes on to take my dog for a walk, and I had the bedroom door closed, but the back window was open, and it was probably, I'm guessing, about 5:30 in the afternoon. I know it was just starting to kind of cool off, and the sun wasn't direct, but I didn't look at the clock, and being that it was a Saturday afternoon, I usually take the dog out for a walk around that time of night, and I was getting my shoes on and heard some, what sounded like shots being fired, but occasionally we hear people lighting off fireworks or various sorts of bang noises.
Right.
And I don't jump every time I hear it because it's pretty normal occurrence around here. And but following that, I heard some shouting. And the voices sounded like they were in distress. Like it wasn't like, hey, what are you doing over there? It was like commands. And I couldn't make them out at the time. But it was just that I heard it and the level of the voices led me to believe that there was probably some kind of domestic disturbance or something like that, maybe a fight going on. So I hopped up and went outside, and my husband was just walking along the side of the garage at that time, and I met him at the back of the garage. And we could see from that point several officers surrounding the house, but I couldn't see a subject. I couldn't see anyone that they were pursuing. And I was wondering, you know, if there was someone either barricaded in the house or what was going on. And so we watched for a few minutes, and the officers were yelling, put your weapon down. And there was kind of a little bit of movement going on. Like the officers were moving like they were following someone, but I couldn't see anyone. And then I think he had perhaps gone into the backyard already. I didn't see him go into the backyard or anything like that. But I did see some officers run around towards the back and one jumped over the fence. There was one wearing a motorcycle helmet, probably a motorcycle cop.
Probably.
Was back by the fence, and a few minutes later, I saw a subject walk out wearing kind of like a teal green, looked like a faded t-shirt, no collar or anything like that. And I couldn't make out if he was wearing pants or shorts. I wasn't really paying that much attention, but he looked like he could be possibly your age. I'm guessing like 52-ish is what I had guessed before I heard that he was 56. And walking kind of sluggish, like almost like someone who had had a stroke but had recovered and had a little bit of a slur, you know, like with his walk. His leg was kind of drawn a little.
Kind of dragging his leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not drastically, but just it wasn't a normal
noticeable
side-by-side step.
Yeah.
And his hands were down at his side, and I didn't even think that he had anything to do with what was going on because he was so, you know, relaxed and mellow. And he walked from this, is there a picture I can look at of
sure.
the house on the east side of Montgomery?
The east side is right there.
Okay.
Photo number
he walked
five.
From the back of the house here.
Okay.
I think at this point we had moved to stand on the back
of
the trailer.
You're pointing on the left side of the photograph, kind of where I've got this arrow drawn.
Correct.
Towards the top of the photograph, yeah.
He had walked this way along the front of the house slowly,
okay.
And then towards the front door. At this point, I could see the front door, so I think that we were perhaps standing. I don't know where exactly this picture was taken from, but maybe on the wheel well of the tire of the trailer.
Okay, that picture was taken right next to where your husband.
Okay, I was standing on that at some point, and we were standing back here as well.
Okay, I'm going to start your numbers off with 10. Okay, can't see it in the wheel well, but if you're looking at the picture number one, it would be the wheel well of the trailer on the right side.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
So you're standing on that wheel well, and where else are you standing?
Earlier I had been standing here.
Okay, right next to the number one?
Right, on the concrete slab. Okay.
And so you're standing, and you can see...
I could see the front door.
This cottonwood tree is in your way.
No, not okay. From where I was standing. He went to the front door and tried to open the front door. And it appeared as though the door was locked. And at that point, the officers that were sort of in a semicircle around him began to move in.
Okay.
I could only see the officers that were on the east side of this cottonwood tree,
uh-huh.
Because this house or the rooftops were too high. But as they closed in when he went to the door, it appeared as though there was about 4 or 5 officers within maybe a 6-foot range of this gentleman in a half circle. And he was trying to open the door, and the officers were yelling, "Put your knife down." And I couldn't actually see anything in his hand. It appeared as though when he turned around, he swung at one of the officers, not in a real aggressive manner, but just kind of like, "Back off, you're bugging me," almost like he was swatting a fly.
Okay.
And from what I recall, because I remember the direction that he turned, he swung to the left side.
Okay, so he's
swinging backwards.
Swinging from the front of his body to the left, to the back of his body with his left hand?
With his left hand.
Okay.
And again, I could not see an object in his hand, but his hand wasn't open, it was closed.
So he's making a fist around something?
Right.
Closed like a fist?
Closed like a fist. From my distance, it's difficult to see something
that
small. Yeah,
okay.
I don't wear glasses. No,
okay.
Never have. When he swung at the officers, there was like a lot more shouting and stuff going on. And then he proceeded to turn around to the left.
Are you telling me that his swing prompted them to do some more yelling?
More aggressive shouting from the officers. Put the knife down, drop your weapon. There were several voices yelling, and some were very, right, some were very articulate, and others, I don't know if there was trees or just the, you know, depth of their voice, how deep it was a little more difficult to make out. Once he swung his arm to the left, he proceeded to turn around in that same direction, making almost like a 200 and...
He's kind of like one...
Right. Like a 270 degree turn.
Right.
Proceeds along the front of the house in a slow manner.
Okay.
And proceeded across the street, kind of slowly, it almost...
Across Montgomery Street?
Across Montgomery.
Okay.
Heading west towards the light yellow house.
Can you see his hands when he's walking across the street?
Down at his side. The entire time he was, his hands were down at his side.
Where are the officers then?
Officers, I could always see the motorcycle officer with the helmet on and one other officer.
Was the motorcycle officer helmet, or the motorcycle officer, was he turning facing?
He was facing the suspect.
Suspect?
And so was the other
officer.
I could see that they had a gun just by the... Yes, yes. Every officer that was there that I saw pursuing him had a gun in his hand.
And when you say gun, are we talking pistol? Talking
something.
Shotgun?
No, not a shotgun. Pistol, like hand. Just, you know,
how
something
they?
You could hold with one hand. But
okay, are they just holding it with one hand?
Both hands.
Both hands?
Were stretched out.
Kind of like this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you that's a nice hostile use.
Okay.
Being positioned.
Okay.
That's just for this.
Okay. light yellow house.
This light yellow house here?
At which point, I lost sight of him about halfway across the street.
Okay, you pointed to him. We'll make
pepper
that
tree.
Spot number 11. Right around there is where you
yeah.
lost sight of him? And you lost sight of him, and...
I could still see the officers pursuing him, but I couldn't see the suspect.
Because okay.
there were officers over here on the street, on Montgomery Street.
And we'll make that 12 by the, it's like 15 mile an hour sign.
Right. Anyhow, there was a couple more minutes went by, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, where there was yelling and I couldn't really see anything going on. And then we heard the shooting. Probably lasted maybe 3 seconds of fire. I'm guessing if there was 8 officers shooting 2 bullets each, about 16 shots fired, maybe less, but it just sounded like a whole barrage of bullets all at once.
All right.
And then complete silence. You couldn't hear any more commands being yelled. And so my assumption at that time, because I wasn't able to see anything, was that they took him down because they stopped yelling at him.
Did you see the officers after him?
No.
Okay. You see the suspect after the
gunshot? No.
Did anybody else show up after that? Any other emergency personnel show up?
I think it was significantly after that. It wasn't while I was standing out there.
Significantly?
Well, the reason I say significantly after is I had gone back in the house. I was just checking on the kids, and there's always kids out front on bikes playing and stuff, and I could hear some of their parents saying, get in the house, and so on. I just wanted to kind of see what was going on, and if they were concerned, I was going to, you know, tell them sort of what was going on, just like the kids away from there.
Oh, and after the gunshots, you hear the gunshots.
About a minute?
About a minute after that.
Yeah, I didn't stay for very long. And then after my husband left and went down on his bike, I waited about 15 minutes. My daughter was taking a nap, and I wasn't sure if she'd wake up and wonder what was going on or if he was home. I ended up taking the dog for the walk, and I walked down there, and at that time there was an emergency vehicle there, and there was like an ambulance that was white and red and blue. And at that point they were lifting Gurney into the ambulance, and they took off and put their lights on a couple seconds after they pulled away from the house.
Okay, so this older 52-year-old, he was dressed in his house?
He was wearing like a teal green faded t-shirt. I mean, I'm pretty good with colors. It wasn't like a forest green. I just recall the color being sort of like a bluish green. I didn't look down to his actual feet, or perhaps I did, and I don't recall. I remember the shirt and his belt. He appeared to be about maybe 5'10", not extremely large, but he was kind of stocky and had, you know, a little bit of a belly, and didn't look like he was extremely, like, strong as far as, like, big shoulders or anything like that, but he was a solid, stocky guy.
Did you hear him ever say anything to the officers?
It sounded like he yelled something when he turned around, but I couldn't tell if it was the gasp of one of the officers or if it was him, so I couldn't make out anything specific coming from him.
You just heard a sound, you know, from sight of just turning around.
Right.
Which makes you believe that.
Could have been him or someone reacting to him turning around. And right after he was shot, some people came out of the house over on the east side of Montgomery. A lady wearing a...
This house here?
Yes.
By the number two.
Yeah. A heavy lady with blonde hair wearing a peach-colored outfit and had her salmon-colored outfit with black polka dots on it. I remember she came out and just put her hands in her face and kind of gasped.
You
That was about the minute that I was still out there after the shooting occurred, and then I went in the house. Well, when I went outside, he was already outside. Okay. I didn't ask him or anything.
So you followed him?
Yeah. Well, no, I think he went out this door.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's hot, we keep this door open. But I went out this door, and I didn't hear that door open. It makes a creaking sound. So I'm assuming he went out this door, but I never asked.
Okay.
I went out the screen door. Yeah, because he was already halfway down the side of the garage. Yeah, he came out afterwards when there was still, yelling and stuff going on.
Okay, that was a gunshot.
Yes. Saw him come from the back of the house.
So he's coming around this
came side. Through the, I guess there's a gate. I mean, I saw one of the officers hop the gate. I don't know why he didn't just open the gate and go through it. But he walked through the gate in such a calm manner that it surprised me that that was who they were pursuing.
Did it become obvious after he started walking officers pursuing him?
Yeah, as they kind of moved in a little bit closer, could tell that their weapons were pointed at him.
Anything else that I haven't asked? Haven't covered?
No, I don't know if you maybe want to take another picture from out there from the perspective, because it seems as though I could see a lot more street activity, because I could see several other police cars. And
You can show me exactly where you were standing.
All right, and at one point I could see officers on Montgomery Street to the back side of that house.
So I got you weren't staying stationary.
Right, I moved as they moved.
You're moving up and down the street.
Yeah. Moving this way, the ground here kind of slopes and it's hard to see over the fence. So we were standing from where this peach tree is at the center of the garage towards the back of the slab and then onto the trailer.
Onto the trailer? Do you have to hear that?